we're going to have a lot of fun this morning because we have three people who are going to share with us their story. So Donna Shepherd is going to come up here, and Chris Weeks, and Mike Sanders. So one of the most enjoyable things in my life, absolute most enjoyable things in my life, is getting to be here at this church with all of you. And I have said with Jake and Wayne, I don't know how many times, just how grateful we are that we get to be the pastors here. And you all make that so. And earlier in the early service, Mike Sanders came up, and Jake and I were just standing on either side. And, you know, he said, hey, you guys, you all don't get a break. You can't just stand here. So we're going to pray. And he prayed a real live prayer over our community. And we're not here just to enjoy each other and have a fun time at Maywood. We're here because God has called us for this community. And we have a vision for it. We had some folks last Wednesday night just absolutely thrilled me. They came in walking in about the end of our Wednesday night deal, and they'd been walking up and down the streets praying for the streets. And one of the guys said, you know, I used to terrorize these streets, and now I'm praying for them. And so that's just such a really, really good thing. So we're going to talk, and the main theme, let me just say, here's the main theme. The main theme today is you can follow Jesus. Following Jesus means he's out there and you're walking behind him. He says, follow me and I will make you fishers of people. And so when we follow him, we have the heart that these three are going to describe of ministering and helping and caring. You know, when we follow him, we are going to fish for other people, all right? But there's some of us here today that need to hear this. When you follow him, you get new life. So sitting behind me are three people, and I happen to be a fourth. We have new life, and we have new life because Jesus came into our lives at a particular point in our life. We began walking with him, and he made everything new. And so my story is real quick. My story is I was a loser, and, you know, I was lost. I felt like a loser. I felt out of place, and Jesus came in my life, and it was showtime. And we'll talk more about that. Amen. Whoever wanted to applaud, thank you. It's God's worthy of that.
Woo!
Amen. So we're gonna look at it. Hopefully I have this thing working. Here we have to turn it on to make it work. Here's some scripture passages we're gonna look at. So this the slide that I just skipped by because I took too long has to do with hills and valleys. We're going to talk about the mountaintops today, all right? So when you follow Jesus, you're going to have some mountaintops. I have prayed with people today who've had mountaintops. I have prayed with people who are right now in the middle of a valley. And God knows where you are. I love the expression in the African-American community called going through. One of my friends says, I'm going through. I said, what does that mean? He said, what it means is I'm not staying there. Okay, so if you're in a valley, you may be going through, but you're not staying there. You're going somewhere, okay? And if you're on a mountaintop, unfortunately, you're not staying there either. You're going somewhere. But today, we're going to talk about being on the mountaintop. So here we go. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John, the brother of James, led him up to a high mountain by themselves. And I have a heavy thumb. I have a big foot, too. That gets me speeding tickets. He was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun. His clothes became white as light. Just then there appeared Moses and Elijah talking with Jesus. So they're on the mountaintop, and they see Jesus transformed. And so, Donna, why don't you start us off? Tell us some mountaintop top experiences.
Okay. Is my microphone? Okay, yeah. My mountaintop would have to be the birth of my son, Johnny Shepherd. If you guys don't know who Johnny is, he's hard to miss. 6'2", awesome child. And when I had him dedicated 3, Louise Douglas told me to do that, so I did. And then at my son's baptism on March 12th, that was where my mountaintops with my son in my life.
Amen, amen. So you met the Lord through lots of friends here at Maywood.
Oh, I can name, Margie Chen, Louise Douglas, Gail Davison, Dorothy Moss, these women I wouldn't be standing here today if it wasn't for these women. Margie Chin was the number one. Louise Douglas, Kristen Beach brought us here. I mean, if you guys are looking for a small group, go to Gail Davison. She's awesome. She's a rock star. And she will take time with you. Donna Mills is awesome. You know, so these women teach us, Bob.
Yeah. Amen. Are our mics bothering you back here? Do we need less mics up here? We okay? Okay, good enough. Thank you. I would love to take a whole service and have each one of these tell their whole story. And I don't know why in the world I asked three at the same time. Yeah. Fabulous story. Thank God for that. Yes. Mike, why don't you tell us about Mountaintop?
So I was sober for about, Bob, I have Mountaintops.
How long have you been sober, by the way? How long has it been?
365 days plus 4 days.
There you go.
Yep.
So Chris Weeks met you after you'd gotten out of jail?
I had got out of jail, and yeah. I did what we do as drug addicts. I went and got high, and I seen Chris Weeks at my cousin's house, and he started talking about Josh Patterson was opening a recovery house, and he started talking about the Maple House, and I just felt, man, what am I doing this for again? Why am I doing this again? And I had been in jail for 33 days, and I prayed the whole time I was there, and I got out, and I got high immediately, and thank God that he put Chris in my path, because yeah. I look up to Chris a lot. I came here the first time I was in sobriety, and he would be standing outside as security, and he looks real cool, kind of like how I look real cool, you know. And so when I seen him at my cousin's house, and he gave me some advice to get my butt to the Maple House, I listened to that advice.
So this, when you're following Jesus, he says, "Follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men." So he was following Jesus, and he fished for you, and he caught you through the power of God. And now God's using you to fish for people.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah. Not a bad deal, huh?
Absolutely.
All right. Not a bad deal. That's pretty good Mountaintop. How about you, sir?
Well, they done changed it up from early service.
That's right.
A lot more people.
Sorry.
My Mountaintop and any good father in the world, I'm going to change it up. Like she said, the birth of her kids, I can't even say that at the beginning. Because I wasn't living right when my kids was born. But their second birth up here on this stage. Right. Now, the second birth up on this stage, me being clean and sober and being aware and being alert and seeing that's the best thing in the world. You know, that's a mountain high. And you can say, okay, woo, and I'm going to be honest. I have every freaking day I wake up is a mountain high. Yeah. Every freaking day I wake up, there's not. I mean, like my wife, man. Like the last service, I said, you know, my mountain high, on one of my questions, I said, when I wake up in the morning, like this morning, there's my wife, and she's got a cup of coffee. Even if she ain't got the coffee, even if I got to get up and freaking make it. You know, just having her and, I'm just being real, but. That's about it.
So I want to draw a big underline under what he's saying, okay? So there was a time when all four of us, yes, were distant from God,
yes,
all right? And God, by his grace, came to us, and he has taken us through some valleys. He's also taken some mountaintops. If you haven't had that experience, don't just sit and enjoy it from these three, all right? Do something about it. And so today is a great day for you to somewhere along the line say, God, I open my life to you. Come and do in me what you've done with these folks up here. You know, come and work in my life. You know, this is big time hope. Because there was a time when there was a lot of not hope on this platform. But the Spirit of God came and showed us the love of God, and he gave us some hope. And we got a good hope, not a bad deal. So let's read some more. All right, here we go. So Peter said to Jesus, Lord, it's good for us to be here. If you wish, I'll put up three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah. I love this verse. While he was speaking, a bright cloud covered them. A voice from the cloud said, this is my son. You need one of those deep voices. This is my son, you know, whom I love. With him, I am well pleased. Listen to him. I love that. It took a cloud. It took a voice from God out of heaven to get Peter to shut up. And, you know, God has never had to bring a cloud over me. But there are times when God, I know, would just say, Bob, wouldn't you just shut up and listen, you know? And I just, that's free. That's not part of the sermon. So when the disciples heard this, they fell face down to the ground, terrified. Jesus came up, touched them, said, get up, don't be afraid. And they looked up and they saw only Jesus. Isn't that cool? They only saw Jesus. So we're going to ask these, my wonderful panel of experts here, we're going to ask you all, when was the time when God just basically blew your mind with something he did for you? Donna, we'll start with you. Ladies
first. Okay. Like I said, there is that song Heather sang about the valley. We have valleys. I have high moments with God, and I have, but he never, ever left my side. He bring women into my life. Virginia Hutzel, Dorothy Moss, like I said again, Margie Chin, Gail Davison. I mean, you all, there's so many of you. You people were brought here to me to teach me something in my valley or my mountaintop, but I wouldn't have been able to have that if I didn't have God, and God didn't put you in my life. If I wasn't seeking it, I couldn't find it. So, I mean, God never, ever leaves your side. If you're down the dumps and you feel bad, this is what Rick tells me. Get out of yourself and go do something for somebody. Go serve someone. And that, and like Chris says, do the next right thing. It's not hard, people. It seems hard in the moment, but do the next right thing.
Hey, nice, nice. All right, Mike Sanders.
Yeah.
So,
go for it.
I had been sober for about 6 months, and I trimmed trees for a living, and I had never been hurt, and I got a small injury to my eye, and I was feeling sorry for myself, and I didn't have no car at the time, so I was walking home, and I was talking to God. I was saying, God, why'd you let this happen, and please, God, don't let me have a bad day anymore. I can't handle this, and I seen this old gentleman with the So like, this is my neighborhood, and I know all the people in the neighborhood, and I've never seen this guy before, and I've never seen him since. He looked to be about 76 years old. He had a beard down to here, all gray and scraggly looking, and like he hasn't showered for about a month, and he's pushing this baby stroller with everything he owns in the stroller, and I asked him, I said, how are you, sir? And he said, it could be worse. It was like God smacked me in the face that night. Because I know what a bad day looks like. A bad day looks like a restraining order, a divorce order. A bad day looks like a foreclosure. I don't have bad days. A bad day is walking without Christ in my heart. And today, I don't have bad days.
All right. So why do I ask these people to tell this story? Because I've not had that experience. All right. But there's some of you who look at him and say, this is real. Here's a guy who is walking, who now's got a house. He's out of the Maple House, got a wife, got a baby on the way.
Praise God.
Amen.
God,
yeah. Right? You're not pushing a baby stroller down Truman Road.
No.
Right? You got your union job back, trimming trees.
Yes, sir. Praise God.
Y'all see that? Now, you don't leap out of the hole. If you've gotten yourself in a hole, you don't leap out of a hole. You got to get a ladder. Donna talked about the people who threw the ladder to her, those women in her life. You got to climb your way out slowly, but it is possible if you do, and we're going to go to Chris now, the next right thing. So
yes.
Chris is going to talk to us a little bit about that.
Yes, Chris.
The next right thing, yeah. I said that. I did. Yep. But a mountain high.
What's the exact question? It was a walking
What? My question is, what was the time when God blew your mind?
Every day.
Woo.
Every day. I mean, he blew my mind when I walked in here and I've seen my kids get baptized. I see Brandy up there. I see Annie down here. I see Shelly Baker. I see people that I used to destroy this community with, honestly. But now, God delivered me from a powerful drug that did nothing but take from me. I mean, I wasn't going to come up here and speak today because due to my poor hygiene as a kid, being poor, my drug addiction, I mean, I had to get all these teeth pulled over here. Well, then they prescribed me an epidemic. You know, I didn't want to be part of that epidemic. So I didn't take them. So it took a little bit longer for the pain and stuff. So, but not only that, and you know where I learned that from? From a story I learned from that you had told me. You know, you told me you got your teeth pulled. They put him on pain pills, and he was a wrap. He couldn't get out of bed. He couldn't do this. He couldn't do that. I'm not saying I'm weak-minded, but I probably am. I'm a weak-minded dude when it comes to something that can control my body like that, so I didn't do it. I don't make freaking victims anymore. If you Google Christopher Weeks, the old guy, that dude is an animal, man. You read, you don't have enough time to read. But if you find me now and you know the person I am today, I got your back. If you need help, I'm there. And that's because of Amen. God. And that song, The Hills and Valley, I am not alone. Period. If you got God with you, you could be beefing with your wife. I could be wanting to drag DJ through the house by his hair. But I don't, man. I don't. I do. I mean, it's awesome, man. God's just, he'll put people in front of you, man. You got Josh Patterson. I got everybody, man. Like, I prayed with Bob about, hey, you know, my finances, this and that, and this house. And God ain't going to be like, yo, here's you a bag of money. No, he's going to put people in your path that's going to help you. They're not just going to give you the money. Get off your freaking butt and go to work. Amen. Thank you, Brian English. Thank you, Josh Patterson. Thank you for everybody in this community. I mean, just do the next right thing and leave that evil crap alone that's done nothing but destroyed this community.
Amen.
This is why we have these kind of stories told. I can't talk like that, you know, and it just, if I did, it wouldn't make any sense anyway, but that's the real talk, okay? So let's get the last scripture here, all right? Here we go. So they're coming down the mountain, and Jesus instructed them, don't tell anyone what you've seen until the Son of Man's been raised from the dead. Now, to get raised from the dead, you got to get killed. You understand that? And he's 33 years old. And if I told my wife, don't talk about what I'm going to tell you today until I'm raised from the dead, she goes, what, you know something I don't know? I mean, this is serious talk. And so the disciples said, why then do the teachers of the law say Elijah must come first? And Jesus said, to be sure, Elijah comes and will restore all things. I tell you, Elijah's already come. They did not recognize him. They've done to him everything they wished. And in the same way, the Son of Man is going to suffer at their hands. And the disciples knew right then and there something's up. We've been on the mountaintop, where we're getting ready to get into the biggest valley of our lives. Now, that biggest valley was the self-giving love of God. You know, God could write any rule he wants to write, and nobody could take exception to it. But the rule that God wrote was this, that the way he would conquer the evil of the world was not by hatred and more power. The way that God would conquer the evil of this world was by changing people's hearts through his love. Now, amen. Thank you, Kenneth. That's so true. And so for people, look at this room. For people like us, and we have been put down. I'm joining the crowd here. We've been excluded. We've been set on the outside. We have had all sorts of things, and none of that changed us. But the love of Jesus Christ in our heart made us new people. All right? And thank God for that. So thank you for letting me preach on that. Donna, how's the love of God made a difference in your life?
Well, obviously, I'm standing here today. That's the love of God. And it gives me the right to, I mean, I watched women in this church, and I wanted to be like these women. They were good women. They did things. I get to teach first and second graders right here, Robin and Jasmine. They're awesome.
Hey.
Robin
Woo!
Davis and right. Jasmine. And so I get the privilege of doing that. But I couldn't have done that if no one extended a hand out to me and said, here, let me pray with you. Here, let me make you a part of my life. Let me show you God's love. And we got to show God's love to everyone. If you can't stand, like you said, remember when you were saying earlier about not praying for somebody because you can't stand them? I'm in the same situation. You've got to reach out your hand and say, here, let me give you an encouraging word. Let me pray for you. If you can't pray, just say, help. Easiest prayer in the world, help.
Yeah.
So that's all I have to say.
Amen. So I got to say something based on what you said.
Okay.
All right, and it is this, real simple. And that is, God does not wrap up a package and deliver it in a little brown bag to somebody and say, this is my love. He wraps up a package in Gail Davison, Margie Chin, Virginia Hutzel, you had that long list. Dorothy Musk, he wraps up that package and they share his love. And he wraps up the package with Chris Weeks going to Mike Sanders, and you know, we could just name names all day long. That's how he does it, okay? That's how it works, and we thank God for that. So when we follow Jesus, he says, follow me and I will make you what? Fishers of people. That's right. All right, let's do it. So, Mike Sanders, tell us about it. How has the love of God made a difference in your life?
So, October 10th, 2000, whatever last year was, I felt like God owed me something. I felt like God didn't like me and didn't want to have nothing to do with me. And truth be told, I didn't too much care for God or anything. And so, I come into the Maple House and I start working the 12 Steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, and about 3 months pass by, and I get baptized up here by Coach Jake, and that afternoon I went straight from church to my sponsor's house right next door, and we worked Steps 5, 6, 7, and when that thing was over, what I learned was first of all that God does love me. And it didn't matter if I was shoving needles in my arm or if I was feeding homeless people. His love never wavered. It never changed. His love was always there, constant. From the time that I was born until the time that I sit before you right now, his love is forever. It never, never, ever changed. So the 12 Steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, what it does is it allows the darkness to leave out of my soul and out of my heart. And the more darkness that leaves, the more the sunlight of the Spirit comes in. And so what I learned also was since God loved me no matter what, that's how I'm supposed to love each and every one of you. And I've said this in an AA hall, and I'll say it right now. I love every single individual sitting in this room. I love every single individual sitting in this city because that's how my God loves me.
Amen. That worked. There you go. That's good. Take that one. Look at that. You guys behave.
What's the question?
The question is, how did the love of God get to you and make you a new man, man?
Love of God, how did it get to me, make me a new man? I'd done a lot of bad things, in case you didn't know. I'm going to tell you again. And there was a gentleman in this church the first time I walked in this church. And I was a bad guy. And that man, he seen me, he wrapped his arms around me, gave me a hug, and told me to get plugged in. You know, I was like, dang, man, I did something real bad to this guy, but he just showed me all love and all heart, and putting people like that in front of me just really led the way. I mean, like I said, I made victims. I did what I did, but now I don't have to, man. I've got a phone full of friends. I said friends. When I was in my addiction and I was living in the world, I never used the word trust or friends. I didn't trust nobody, and I didn't have no friends. You guys were just... But now I do, man, and I got so many friends in here. It's amazing. It's about, and a lot of people know me in church and outside of church. Am I the same person inside church and outside of church? I want to say I am, but I'm not. You know what I mean? But don't get it twisted. I'm not out there robbing. I'm not out there stealing. I'm not out there lying. I'm not out there cheating. I'm not perfect, but I'm getting there one day at a time.
Come on.
Amen. And like I said, the hills and mountains, it just keeps up. I am not alone. And if you get freaking plugged in, you ain't alone, dude.
There you go.
God's going to put somebody in front of you, whether it's Mike or Josh or Brian or Kenneth Jenkins. You know what I'm saying? if straight up. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? You got Kenneth, you got Brian, you got people in this church, you know what I mean, that they made victims in this community, and I was. Like I said, I don't want you to Google me, but if you was to freaking Google me, man, it was bad. And I just thank you, Jesus, that I'm the person I am today. I'm here. I'm able to help the next person. I'm able to, like, we had a situation downstairs with an individual in here, and I'm looking right at you, dude. You went to my house. We watched a Chiefs game, you know, and you just get plugged in, dude. And Jake don't know all the questions. He don't know all the answers. That's why we're a team. That's what we're for. You know what I'm saying? Jake don't know what you're going through. I do. So pull up on me and talk to me like that. That's what I got.
Very nice. Amen. That's good. You can have that. Well, we have burritos to eat, and so I'm gonna close this up because we're gonna go downstairs and we eat some really good El Sombrero burritos. If you have a big giant crowd, cut one in half and just eat a half, and get a burger at High Boys or McDonald's on the way home. But I want to underscore something really quick before I close this in prayer, and that is this: everybody starts where they start. These folks are down the road a little ways. And So Donna's been, 10 years or more?
Johnny was about one, so 13.
13, all right. 13, yeah. And Chris has got about 3, and Mike's got a year.
And we're all under construction right now.
That's right.
We're still under construction,
right.
Period.
You start where you start. And you may be in a deep hole today. When Chris came out, he was wearing a patch on his arm that had to get checked every time they wanted to get checked. And his first job was waiting down at Sonic, all right? He didn't have anybody in his life but a few folks that maybe he didn't need in his life. That may have overstated that. But
it was
God's
my decision, Bob. I could have went left. I could have went right. But
right. So you start where you start. And the first start today is Jesus come into my life. But did you hear, after you do that, did you hear the number of people that they have in their lives? They kept naming names. You got to get connected, and we will try to connect with you, but you got to get connected too. Wednesday nights are a great place to be to get connected. Show up at 6, we'll feed you, go to a men's group, go to a women's group. Get connected and stay connected, all righty? So that's enough preaching for today. We're going to pray, and God bless you all a lot. So let me pray. Lord, I thank you so much. Thank you for Donna and Mike and Chris and how they've wonderfully shared your work in their lives. And I thank you for the names of the people that they mentioned and the names of people that they maybe just didn't have time to mention. Lord, thank you for people who have poured their lives into their lives. Thank you for that. Lord, I thank you that through them, they are now going to an area that they maybe made trouble for, and they're now bringing blessings in that area. Lord, thank you for that. Now, Lord, I pray your blessing on this congregation and the other congregations around us. Lord, may we be followers of yours. Will you take us to the hills? Will you take us to the valleys? Will you take us to the people that need us? Lord, we ask you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.